Yeah, unfortunately now, Jared, there's no good news for any health insurance consumers at the moment. I mean, normally August used to be a quiet time, but we see all the insurance companies now moving to increase their rates before the peak renewal period, which tends to start from October. So those people will be receiving their renewal notices around the 1st of September, and that's why we see them now basically notifying the regulator of these price hikes. So Laya started it last week with an average of 4.5%, and we expected the others to follow suit. And now we see Irish Life Health, theirs is a lower rate, of 3%. And we don't think they're finished yet. We still are expecting, more announcements, but nothing to be confirmed, or nothing more has been confirmed as of yet. And I suppose there's two things I'd say to your listeners on this. Number one, please be very careful of these average figures. This is the way the insurance companies have to announce the increases. But I'm still working through the Irish Life figures. But when I looked at some of the Laya plans, there are one or two plans that obviously will go up by a lower percentage. I see one plan has come down, but I see some plans are going up by 10 to 12%. So depending on the plan that you have, you might be expecting 4.5%, but you might be shocked to realize or to find that it's twice that. And then the other thing, which is the real pitfall for consumers, is that they are forgetting that all these insurance companies have had increases back in January, March, April, and then some in July and so on. It's like every month there's incremental increases. So when you combine the previous increases to these ones, and bear in mind it's, you're going to have both of these, all of these increases hitting you. So the cumulative impact, unfortunately, Jerry, for some customers, it's anything from 15 to 25%.
Yeah,
So I would
that's
say
going to
to
be a
all of them,
massive price shock when they open their renewal letter.
Absolutely. I mean, people will be afraid to open them or open the email, or you want to be sitting down now when you're opening that envelope, Jerry. But like what I would say to all of your listeners now, brace yourself for huge increases. Now, really, for me, it's what are you going to do about it? And what I would say to people is, look, you can't accept these increases. And for people who are on the same plan for more than 5 years, I mean, they're going to get, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of euro here. I looked at some of the plans. I mean, on certain plans, the increase will be 289 euro for an adult, 716 for a family. So what I would say to everybody now, it doesn't matter who you're insured with, it doesn't matter what plan you have, it doesn't matter how good you think that plan is, you need to start by phoning your existing insurance company. And there's two questions you must ask them. Even if, for whatever reason, you want to stay on the same plan, you need to check with them, have they changed any of the benefits on that plan? Because plan benefits have been changing across all the insurance companies over the last 2 years. So you could have somebody, and by the way, Jerry, I've spoken to these people. You could have somebody who basically renews on the same plan, pays an extra 20%, and then is shocked to find that they actually have less cover than they had last year. Now,
Yeah.
nobody wants to be in that situation. And then the other question that you must put to the insurance company, and bear in mind, you have nothing to lose by doing this. You simply tell them, listen, this is too expensive. Do you have a similar plan with similar benefits? And here's my budget. So they might be charging you 2,500. You can only afford maybe 1,800. Tell them that your budget is 1,800. And that means, because people worry about the number of plans, you don't have to worry about the number of plans. Let them worry about that. And then they have to go down through all of their plans to find the best one that fits your budget. And if you don't find something from them, then you simply repeat that exercise. We have four health insurance companies now, so there is definitely better competition. And not that I'm here to defend them now, but I know the insurance companies are acutely aware of the affordability issue. We're already seeing signs of people being challenged by this, downgrading cover, deleting dependents. It's beginning to start now already. So they're now launching a whole range of new plans, lower cost plans, because they know if they don't do that, people are going to be forced to either switch or downgrade or cancel. So there is better value out there. And the longer you're on the same plan, the more likely you're going to find a much better value scheme, and save money. And here's the crazy thing. I mean, I was dealing with somebody there now recently and who's on the same plan for about 8 years. And believe it or not, Jerry, we got them a better plan with the same insurance company. And I think they saved 300 euro. There was 600 euro of a saving there. But they're actually like switching simply meant switching to a different plan with the same insurance company. But for everybody now, you need to pick up the phone and engage with the insurance companies. And if you're not
Yeah.
up to that, get a trusted friend, or family member who is well versed in that, get them to do it for you.
Yeah. The Health Insurance Authority have released a statement in relation to this latest increase, and they say we know the increases are unwelcome, particularly during a time of rising living costs. They said while insurers are free to set their prices based on commercial factors such as medical inflation and claims costs, affordability must remain a priority. Now, that's fine to say that, but that has no impact, I suppose. That's only just offering tea and sympathy to the hard-pressed customers out there.
Unfortunately, that's exactly it. I mean, look, the Health Insurance Authority plays an important role. They're there to regulate the market, but they have no say whatsoever in the commercial business of the insurance companies. So the insurance companies are free. And by the way, well, they're free to increase the rates, as we can see, but they're also, they have a requirement, a statutory requirement, to make sure they remain solvent at all times. And what looks like is happening, Jerry, is that the insurance companies are really struggling to get a handle on the claims, particularly coming from the private hospital sector. Now, what appears to be happening, and I suppose one of the things that we're now calling for, is we need the insurance companies to give more detail. I mean, I could nearly tell you what the next press release is going to say, because it's the same paragraph on rising claims costs. Okay, that is, you know, we have to accept that as fact, but we need more detail. Which hospitals, you know, which jurisdictions, which procedures, like what exactly is driving? Is it medical appliances?
Yeah.
Has the cost of robotics? I want to know. Look, I want good cover.
Yeah.
I want to know if I go
just,
into hospital.
Just how big
but
is
I need
medical?
More.
How big is medical inflation costs, and
Look,
why, for what procedures and where? Just a bit of a justification as to what is going on. So then we have some hope of saying, well, is someone price gouging at the end of it, or is it just the cost of doing things? The assumption would be that, you know, eventually inflation goes up, but also inflation goes down. But all we're seeing is upward in the last number of years in Ireland in the medical inflation area.
Yes, the medical inflation is one. Now, one, depending on who you speak to, people will tell you it's anything from 5 to 8%. I mean, anecdotally, I know from speaking to hospitals and medics, and, you know, I know that all the inputs are increasing, all the medical appliances, you know, every stent that people get, those devices, the cost of them are escalating all the time. So are labor costs, utility costs, everything. So all the inputs are increasing. But at the same time, I mean, there is some contradictory information out there in terms of the true cost of medical inflation. So I recall last year, Laya Healthcare put out a press release with one of their increases. And it was very interesting, Jerry, because they specifically labelled the cost of cancer treatment went up 25%. Cardiac. So they actually gave some really interesting detail on what was driving up the costs. But we're not seeing that at the moment. So I just think there's an onus on the health insurance companies now, as they pass on these increases, and obviously they have to make sure they cover their claims costs and make whatever margin it is. But look, as consumers, people don't have blank checkbooks here. So we need to know. But what I would say to everybody right now, people who are really wondering, will they be able to, excuse me, be able to afford this? I beg your pardon. Jerry, there are loads of tactics out there that people can employ to basically reduce their costs. I have a list of about 10 that people can do. So the real issue here for people, 50% of people are still on the wrong plans. And, you know, if we can get those people onto the right plans, they can avoid these increases because they're so far behind in terms of the latest product launches that they're way overpaying for their cover. And unfortunately, the cohort of people who are doing that are the older members. These are people, you know, in their 50s and 60s and older, and they're using their cover and they're terrified about maybe making any changes that could compromise those that cover that they have. So they need help. And I would suggest now to every younger person listening to this, you know, you have your parents, your maybe elderly grandparents, relatives, friends, neighbors. You know, you need to be sitting with them when they're making that phone call to the insurance companies, or you do it for them. Or people have advisors, look, you know, everybody has a broker for something now.
Yeah.
Lots of brokers now do health insurance, and just make sure they deal with all the insurance companies. And if they charge you a fee, if they can save you multiples of that fee, and most brokers will be able to tell you if your cover is fine or if you really need a review because you're overpaying by X. So, but the worst mistake people can make now is do nothing and auto renew. That's going to cost them dearly. And there's no end in sight. We're expecting 2025 to pretty much be as bad as 2024 and 2023 in terms of increases.
Yeah. And Dermot, finally on it, look, you mentioned the companies are conscious of it, but the HSA or HIA, I should say, told us in its market bulletin update recently, only 7,318 people purchased a health insurance policy between January and March of this year. That was compared to 13,633 in the third quarter of last year. Now, it could have been timing of renewals and that as well, but they're seeing a drop off in the number of people buying health insurance, albeit it's still a very popular product. Over half the population have a policy of some sort.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Look, there was some very interesting statistics in that report, and one of them exactly that whilst the market continues to expand, the rate of expansion has slowed down considerably. It was increasing by about 3% per annum. I think now it's only a little over 1%, and we can expect that to contract even further. I think, Jerry, we're very close to a point now where the market is going to peak. And we could very well see now the market, reducing further, because what will happen is younger members, who are the healthy people who don't claim, they're the people we need in this community rating system, because they subsidize the older members. But like when money gets tight, as we know it is, health insurance tends to be the first one that they drop. A lot of
Yeah.
companies, certain companies in certain sectors have stopped hiring. There's kind of a stay on recruitment, but they pay health insurance. So there are certain worrying factors that we're just monitoring. But really, the call out to everybody now is, as I say, don't auto renew. There are some fantastic deals. Like, for example, maybe a little bit of positivity here, Jerry, which is unusual for me, right? But like with, I see Laya are launching on the 1st of September. The free cover deal for families. So anybody listening now who has a family who's with Laya or with another insurer, if you have two or more children under 18, you can basically phone Laya, you put the pay for the eldest child and put the remaining children on Essential Connect Health, and that plan will be free for the rest of your children for the rest of the year. Like that could save a family a lot of money. I see Level Health, the new entrant, they give free cover already on their plans for all children under the age of 3, but they're launching an offer in September where any other children on the plans B and C, you get a 50% discount. So there are offers out there, and you can split your cover. You don't have to have everybody insured on the same plan or with the same insurance company. The problem is, if you don't phone up and check out these deals, you won't know about them. You will miss those deals. And I see there's new corporate plans, like amidst all these increases, I see VHI have launched three new plans in the last few months. Irish Life Health launched six new plans on the 1st of August. And actually, Jerry, I have to say, one of those plans, they're all called Health Action, but Health Action One at €1,300 is a very, very good deal. There's very, very few plans, in that price range. But all you do, anybody thinking of joining, anybody who's worried about the cost, decide on your budget before you phone any health insurance company. And then when you contact them, you tell them, I only have 1300 or 1500 or whatever it might be. What's the best deal you can get me? And you sit back and stay on the phone and let them trawl through all their plans and see what they come back with. And you might be very pleasantly surprised, especially if you're on a very old plan. But they're the key next steps for everybody now who has health insurance. And maybe just one very last thing on this one, Jerry. I know we're talking about individuals here.
Yeah.
Businesses, small businesses, they're the worst offenders in terms of auto renewing because they're afraid to tamper with employees' benefits. I can tell you now, I'm dealing with small businesses who are overpaying by 40 to 50% because they're on really old plans. And that means their employees are overpaying hugely in benefit in kind. So they need to basically check out these deals as well by phoning their existing insurance company.